Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 55. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 20. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 56. Bright sunshine expected Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 53. 52, slight chance of rain Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 13 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. One person has been arrested after the shooting of a juvenile. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Topeka police responded to a call on Thursday in the 1000 block of Southeast Locust Street where a shooting had occurred. Law enforcement found out later that the person shot was a juvenile who was transported to a local hospital by private vehicle. The victim was reported to be in critical but stable condition. On Friday, Topeka PD arrested Jaquez R. Span Samuel, 24, of Topeka, and booked him into the Shawnee County Jail on four counts of aggravated child endangerment. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Soldiers from Fort Riley are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to beef up security there. A news release from Fort Riley said 200 soldiers from the 977th Military Police Company and 41st Combat Engineer Company, armored, will be sent south as part of that deployment. The troops are supporting U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This comes after President Donald Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, alongside other colleagues, has introduced a bill to give a permanent tax deduction to small businesses. Currently, under Section 199A of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, businesses that qualify see a 20% tax break, and the section was created in 2017 as part of then-President Donald Trump's tax cuts for small businesses and large corporations. Moran said Kansas small businesses support rural and urban communities across the state, so by making this small business tax break permanent, businesses across the nation will be able to remain open, retain hardworking employees, and help the areas around them thrive. The proposed bill, the Main Street Tax Certainty Act, would remove a section that would see the tax breaks expire by December 31, 2025. As according to a press release from Moran's office, 9 out of 10 small businesses would be hit with a tax hike if the deduction expires. South Dakota Senator and Senate Majority Leader John Thune said this legislation is critical to permanently extending a tax provision from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and ensuring small businesses and farms and ranches are not hit with a crippling tax hike at the end of 2025. Moran, Thune, and 33 Republicans in Congress introduced the bill. Unemployment remained low in most of northwest Kansas, except for Russell County, which had a rate of 5.3% in December, and Osborne County's jobless rate increased by 1% from 2.9% in November to 3.9% in December. Locally, Decatur County was at 3.2%, Phillips County 2.7%, Graham County 3.3%, Sheridan County 2%, and Norton County was at 2.3%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.6% in December statewide, and this is an increase from 3.5% in November and an increase from 2.6% in December 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,200 from November, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 500 over the month, while government increased by 700. Since December of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 18,400, and this change is due to an increase of 13,300 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,100 government jobs. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported on the boys at the Yoon's Hospitality Duels that were held on Friday, January 24th, saying the boys traveled to Kearney to compete in the Yoon's Hospitality Duels after the Colby Duel on January 22nd and ended up January 23rd and ended up giving one more open than the night before, making it hard to win a lot of duels, though they were able to come away with two duel victories. They gave every team a 30-point head start, which is a big deficit to come back from, but they wrestled fairly well overall. Norton won more matches than they lost in every duel that they wrestled, but their duels went quick since they had so many forfeits, giving some of Norton's kids less rest time. Overall, Coach said he was happy with the way they wrestled, although it was tough to lose some of the duels, and even though they only lost one or two matches, it was good to see the kids working hard to get bonus points, knowing they had a deficit to make up for. Derek Clydesdale won every single match by bonus points, and this earned him the Wrestler of the Week for Norton. This week, the boys will have a duel with Smith Center on Thursday and League on Friday. On Saturday, January 25th, at the Girls Wrestling Buffalo Invitational, in team scores, Colby placed first with 169 points, Norton placed second with 162 points, and St. Francis placed third with 85 points. There were 10 teams competing. Coach Brockelman reported that the girls traveled to St. Francis to wrestle in the Buffalo Invitational, and there was not a lot of girls there, so that resulted in a lot of round robins. However, Norton was able to crown five champions: Kaysen Miller, Hallie Fonenstill, Sophia Kane, Cadence Greason, and Adriana Winters. Kaysen, Hallie, and Cadence all won all of their matches by bonus points. Sophia Kane was able to avenge a loss from the night before over Colby in the finals, and this earned her the Wrestler of the Week on the girls' side. And Lorelei Granberry was Norton's lone runner-up. She had a big win over Lore of St. Francis, which allowed her to win the tiebreakers in her round robin to end up second. Isabella, Kieran, Allison, and Lily all ended up in third place. And lastly, both Natalie and Dally ended up fourth, rounding out their 12 placers. Norton ended up second as a team, but overall, Coach said he was very happy with the way they wrestled. This week, they will be at Smith Center on Thursday for a duel and wrestle on Friday for League. In Nebraska news, according to officials, a teen was arrested Thursday night after pointing a laser at a Nebraska State Patrol helicopter in Lincoln. At around 10 p.m., a patrol helicopter was helping the Lincoln Police Department with the pursuit of a reckless driver, and while tracking the vehicle, the helicopter was hit with a green laser. The pilot determined the laser came from a window in the area of Able Hall on the University of Nebraska-Lincoln City campus, and officers from the UNL Police Department found an 18-year-old man who was responsible. A trooper arrested Riley Palma on suspicion of second-degree assault. The patrol reported the incident to the Federal Aviation Administration. Lieutenant Justin Grint, commander of the Nebraska State Patrol Air Wing, said pointing a laser at an aircraft is not only a federal crime, but also extremely dangerous. A laser strike, at the very least, takes a pilot's attention away from the flight of the aircraft, but it can also temporarily blind a pilot. Palma is due back in court on March 5th. An Arapaho man was killed on Friday after a head-on collision in Furnas County. Just before 4 p.m., first responders were sent to Highway 283, a half mile south of the Arapaho Golf Course. And according to the Furnas County Sheriff's Office, 51-year-old Christopher Herrick was driving north on Highway 283 when he crossed the center line. He crashed into 52-year-old David Selstad, who was driving south in a semi-truck. The Sheriff's Office said Selstad almost drove off the road trying to swerve out of the way, but was unable to avoid the collision. Both drivers were taken to Tri-Valley Health Systems in Cambridge. Selstad was treated and released, according to the Sheriff's Office, and Herrick was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Sheriff's Office said Herrick wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and alcohol is believed to be a factor in the crash. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on January 13th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. County Clerk Robert Wyatt swore in the following elected officials: Garrett Beidler, County Commissioner; Marvin Matchett, County Commissioner; Craig Renner, County Clerk; Abigail Horn, County Attorney; Kathy Carlin, County Treasurer; Troy Thompson, County Sheriff; and Wanda Vincent, the Registrar of Deeds. Chairman Beidler moved that Marvin Matchett be the board chairman. Richard Thompson seconded the motion, and it passed 3-0. Commissioner Thompson moved that Garrett Beidler be the vice chairman. Marvin Matchett seconded, and it passed 3-0. Resolution 2025-01, a resolution to waive the annual requirement of generally accepted accounting principles, fixed asset of accounting, was presented to the commission for adoption. A motion was then made by Commissioner Thompson to accept the resolution. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion passed. Resolution 2025-02, a resolution declaring financial statements and financial reports are prepared in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles, are not relevant to the cash basis law and budget laws of Kansas. Commissioner Beidler made a motion to adopt the resolution. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and it passed 3-0. Resolution 2025-03 is a resolution to establish the Norton Telegram as the official County of Norton publication, and Commissioner Beidler made a motion to adopt the resolution. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion passed 3-0. Commissioner Beidler made a motion to declare that KQNK is the official radio station of Norton County. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and it passed 3-0. Commissioner Beidler made a motion to approve the mileage reimbursement rate at 70 cents per mile. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and it passed 3-0. Commissioner Beidler made a motion to approve First State Bank, Solutions North Bank, V Bank, and Equity Bank as the depository banks of the county. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and it passed 3-0. Appointments to the boards that the Norton County Commissioners serve on were reviewed and assigned, and the board appointments for 2025 are: for the Norton County Hospital Board of Trustees, Commissioner Beidler; for the Norton County Economic Development, Commissioners Thompson and Matchett; for Northwest Kansas Planning Board, Commissioner Thompson; for the Northwest Kansas Juvenile Board, Commissioner Thompson; for the Airport Board, Commissioners Matchett and Beidler; for the Norton County Health Board, Commissioners Matchett, Beidler, and Thompson. And Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the appointments, with Commissioner Thompson seconding the motion, and it passed 3-0. Sheriff Troy Thompson brought in a letter and a copy of the resolution to 2025 from the City of Norton's attorney, Abigail Horn, on behalf of the City of Norton, informing the commissioners that the county has until March 11, 2025 at 5 p.m. to remove all cars impounded under the authority of the sheriff's office. Discussion then ensued regarding a new impound lot, and the issue of a conflict of interest for County Attorney Horn was also discussed. Commissioner Beidler moved to move the date of the scheduled January 31st meeting to be held on January 30th at 9 a.m. in the Commissioner's Room. Commissioner Beidler moved for the change. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and it passed 3-0. Doug Minson and Mark Polifka with Foley Equipment joined the meeting and discussed the current new and used equipment programs being offered for equipment purchases. Terry Laughlin with the Road Department joined the meeting, and Terry discussed the issue of the cost of service calls, and Mark agreed to research and get back to the commission. Terry then presented some questions regarding his budget and some line items that needed clarified, and reported on a call he had received regarding the old EMS building. Dallas Goslin with Norton County Economic Development thanked the commissioners for their involvement on Legislative Day in Topeka, and he asked for a volunteer to go again on February 3rd and 4th, and Commissioner Beidler volunteered to attend. Commissioner Matchett then asked Dallas to address the wildlife and parks and the unfunded mandates while in Topeka. Ted White with the Norton County Landfill, Craig Ronenbaum of BG Consultants, Courtney Coffa of Myers, and Drew Harms of BSB joined the meeting. The sealed bids from six different contractors were opened by Craig Ronenbaum of BG Consultants, and the unofficial winner of the bid was Cahoge Construction at a bid of $266,835.50, and the bid has to be confirmed and reconciled by BG before it can be awarded. Ted White asked Craig Ronenbaum of BG about the proposed impoundment lot effects on the landfill permit. Craig will check into it and report back to the commission. Robert Wyatt and Craig Renner asked permission for Robert to remain an employee of the county until March 1, 2025, and the commission agreed. Kelvin Edgett joined the meeting to discuss his property and the desire for the commission and their employees to stay off his property. And then with no further business, the meeting was adjourned at 12:30. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti or mozzarella cheese sticks with garlic bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be sloppy joes, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 55 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 20 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 56 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be clear with a low around 22. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 53. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 48. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly before noon. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 45. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 53. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 60. Currently, with fair skies, it is 10 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is southwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.16. The dew point is 7 degrees. And our current wind chill is minus 3 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State men's basketball knocked off number 23 West Virginia 70-63 Saturday evening from Bramlage Coliseum. It was a 42-point first half for the Wildcats, while only giving up 18, that led them to the victory in this one. And it was a commanding victory where Doug McDaniel led the way with 15 points. David Gasson had 14. Max Jones scored 12. Coleman Hawkins scored 11 and 10 points for CJ Jones. Jones. K-State as a team shot the ball pretty well, shooting 47.3% to West Virginia's 36.8% from the field and 35.3% to 19% from beyond the arc. K-State women's basketball's 14-game winning streak came to an end at the hands of Colorado on Saturday, 63-53. Again, the team without Ayoka Lee, as she'll be out for most of the rest of the season with an ankle injury. Leading the way for the Mini-Cats was Serena Sundell with 12 points. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
ValleyBet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels to squeeze chute choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.